This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Mayor, how are you today? Great to talk to you.
Hey, how are you? Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Ed Orcutt, the mayor of Brook Park, joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are you as surprised as we are that this has become such a hot topic, that the idea of going to Brook Park isn't sitting well with so many people, Mayor? And on the other hand, it is sitting well with an awful lot of people. I'm stunned that it's become such a debate.
You know, I know a little bit more than the rest of the folks out there, and behind the scenes, when you know that there is no solution for the downtown stadium, and you know the time clock is on. We've got to get moving as a region to take care of a great asset, which is the Cleveland Browns. So I live within my own perception. I show up to work every single day. I learn of different projects. There's some good projects, there's some that aren't so good. This just happens to be a fantastic project that we're excited to be a part of. And this is going to be great, not just for the city of Brook Park. It's going to be great for the whole region. We're going to completely grow from this. It's going to have more events, and it's going to be the best NFL stadium out there.
Mayor, what's the feedback you're getting from the citizens of Brook Park? What's the feedback? I'll leave it at that.
Majority all positive from the beginning. Very excited. You know, the city of Brook Park has been a great city. Ford Motor Company came here in the 1950s and built three different plants where they were producing nearly 800,000 motors a year. They still continue to do that. Obviously, with automation, they've downsized, and there's 208 acres that we started working with in 2021. Now we're down to 176 acres, and the way we look at it as a city is this. This is another boom for us. We had a boom in the 50s and 60s, which we call the Wonder Years for Brook Park, and then obviously as the global recession hit in 2008 and through 2012, we saw job losses in Brook Park. So we're a strong city. We've made it through for the last 12 years, 13 years, and now we're ready for that second boom, and this is going to be the greatest project the region has ever seen, and we're excited to be a part of it. The folks that were kind of on the fence, power of education. As we talk to them about that and we explain, listen, this isn't turning our city upside down. It's not going to be 70,000 people every single day. we have an opportunity out of 365 days to have 20, hopefully 25 major events a year that, yes, we will be having a lot of visitors in our town, but we'll manage it. And we've been working on this since day one. For over 2 years, the city of Brook Park has put in their capital budgets different components that will help us manage the Cleveland Browns being in Brook Park. And some of those examples are our police department. We've invested a lot with our police and our fire department. And, you know, when it comes down to the equipment, it's not cheap, but we prioritize, put earmarks and appropriations in the proper place to be able to host an NFL team.
Ed Orcutt joining us, the mayor of Brook Park. Ed, with everything that the Haslams want to put out there, not just the stadium, how vital do you think that is in their mind to the project they want to build? How vital is it to the city of Brook Park to have the other stuff that they'd like to build along with the stadium?
To have all of our land developed is important, and obviously we have a business that we have to run as a city. And we want to make sure it's the right type of businesses, apartments, hotels, for us to generate revenue. So it's very important. And just to remind everybody, I think sometimes we get clouded with, you know, some bureaucratic stuff that goes around, and you watch different news agencies and you see different stories. We have a private investment of $2 billion, that's with a B, that is coming to Northeast Ohio. We should be welcoming this. And fortunately, I have had the opportunity to get very close and work with the front office of the Cleveland Browns and the Haslam Sports Group, and they're good people. Dee and Jimmy are wonderful people. They have a great family. They have great children. They have great grandchildren. This is something special that we should be welcoming. And I'll just tell Northeast Ohio, to have this type of money and private investment in there is extremely rare. And it's an exceptional, positive project. And please just ignore the negative noise and move forward with welcoming what could be the greatest thing to happen to Northeast Ohio.
Mayor, how many, I'm just looking for a little Brook Park history. Like, how many jobs do you think Brook Park lost when Ford downsized? And then how many jobs do you think that the new dome would create?
Well, we certainly can't talk publicly about tax revenue, but I'll tell you that we lost approximately 14,000 jobs. We went from 16,000 to under 2,000.
And that's 14,000 jobs that were lost in the county as well, right? I mean, that's, you're still in Cuyahoga County, and I'm wondering your feelings towards the county, because the county is your opponent in this, which seems weird because you are a member of Cuyahoga County.
Again, I'm living in the perception of what I can control. Mm-hmm. I see this as nothing as a positive. Currently, I'm driving to Columbus, Ohio right now to go meet with the different senators that I have scheduled meetings with to explain what a wonderful economic development project this is for the region and how we can redevelop 176 acres. And part of that discussion will be the loss of over 14,000 jobs.
Ed Orcutt joining us. He's the mayor of Brook Park. How did this thing get started, Ed, as far as that land and the Browns?
Well, from what I understand, they have reached out to Ford somewhere around 2017, unbeknown to me. I heard on 92.3 The Fan on March 2nd, 2023, Jimmy Haslam talking about how we have to get started with some type of a project in renovating the existing stadium or looking into building a new stadium. At that point is when I reached out to the developer and asked if this was an option.
Oh, did we lose him? Mary, still there? Mayor, go ahead. Sorry. You said you reached out to the developer. That was the last thing we heard you say.
I apologize. I'm probably hitting some dead zones on 71 southbound here.
Gotcha.
We reached out to the developers and asked if this could be an option for development. Obviously, we thought maybe this is, you know, something that could generate some.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Attention sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Revenue for our city. So we reached out to them within a few weeks. I had a meeting with Dee and Jimmy Haslam. Very, very good meeting. It was a great interview from Jimmy. I think he asked me 1,000 questions in 20 minutes. Huh. And from there, you know, we both thought that option A should be staying in Cleveland. Me as a fan, I thought that, but I also wanted to be a part of maybe there was a need for option B. Nothing wrong with that. And then as we continue to work on this and talk about it, at least from my opinion, it didn't seem like there was any viable solution to the downtown stadium. At least not to my knowledge.
How long do you think it would take to have this thing up and running? Obviously, the lease expires 2028. How long of a project do you think the construction would be, Mayor? And then after the stadium is up, how long for the next phase?
So what we look to do is having it open all at once, the phase one and our build out and the stadium. From now to the time that happens will be obviously before kickoff in 2029. We have to get a shovel in the ground in Q1 of 2026, and we're looking at a little bit over 3 years to build this.
Chris, I'm just one of the other things. I'm sorry.
I'm Ed.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, we had a Chris that just walked by the window. Sorry about that.
Okay.
So. The other part of this, I think that some of the folks are wondering about, how does that work with the airport next door? They're on your border. There's a lot of people that are like, well, hey, if I've got to fly out on a Sunday, you know, what? Your relationship with Hopkins and the city of Brook Park.
So what we have to do is we have to be cognizant of, you know, the people that live in Brook Park, the people that are traveling to the airport. You have to think A to Z, and where do you start? You have to start on your very worst or your worst situation. Thursday night football, Monday night football, or a weekday concert. That's where we have to start. And then we have to figure that, you know, most people are still going to work till 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and there's going to be a mad rush here. That's what you have to start with, the worst case scenario, and build around it. We are working right now, and I'm going to be careful with the details. Mm-hmm. We are working right now with the state for track funding. And there are different projects that we will do in and around Interstate 71 Snow Road just to be able to make it more convenient for those traveling. The one thing that we do have in Brook Park is great bones. We've got good infrastructure bones with 480 to the north of the dome. We have the RTA rail station, which is in Brook Park. We have a train station there. We also have Interstate 71 to the east of that property. We have Snow Road and the Turnpike to the south. And then to the west, we have Route 237. So we're thinking of everything from A to Z, message boards, whatever we can do to make it convenient. Most people get off, if they're traveling north or southbound, onto Snow Road to go to the airport. When we've actually timed it out, it's just as equal distance and time to, if you're traveling northbound on 71, you take 480 west, you know, 71 north to 480 west to 237 south, and you're not going to be anywhere near the stadium or interruption there.
Ed Orcutt joining us. He's the mayor of Brook Park. This, Andy and I have talked about a dome facility for our region for a long time, Mayor. And if it's downtown, okay, we get it. The Haslams want more than just a stadium. The development in Brook Park sounds like something that they would want to do as opposed to maybe trying to put that in downtown Cleveland. And I would guess that that's a huge part of the appeal of what they see about the land in Brook Park. And based on what you just said, access to that area from so many different sources, you know, whether it be the RTA or the highways like crazy, if you're going to build a development and you can have people coming from all over the place, in addition to the stadium, I mean, that sounds like a win-win for them and also a win for you in the region. I have a hard time thinking that that's not a perfect ideal spot for what it is they want in addition to the stadium.
I couldn't agree anymore. If you look at the area and you look at the property and you know it, you can see that there's an RTA station right there to the north, right on Brook Park Road. That leads right to the station that's at the airport. The railroad tracks between the two run right along the side of where the dome will be. Not going to speak for the RTA. I think it would make a wonderful area for at least a stop where you can get picked up, dropped off. I think we increase the fan experience in Brook Park. I'll use Shaker Heights as an example. You get on RTA, you leave Shaker Heights, you can be in Brook Park, no time, come and enjoy a game or a concert, have dinner, get back on that train and be back home. The fan experience will be so much better than tailgating and walking, you know, a mile or two or even more. And right now, parking doesn't seem to be that convenient downtown versus what we plan to have in Brook Park. If you want to drive there, we're looking to have, you know, somewhere near 10, 14,000 parking spots right around the stadium itself. You tailgate, you walk in the stadium, you go enjoy yourself. You're not walking forever.
Mayor, last question. What do you want Browns fans to know?
I want Browns fans to know that it's okay to look into something different. You know, sometimes we get nervous and say, I'm just used to the same old, same old. And I am that way a little bit myself, but we all have to look into something new and special for our region. Minnesota, Indiana, and Michigan are reaping the benefits from a year-round facility, and it's time for Ohio to be able to bring that Super Bowl here. And I'm going to be one of the people that are going to be fighting for this positive project, and I'm going to be ignoring all the noise, and I'll just tell them, go Browns.
Mayor, thank you for your time. Please drive safe down to Columbus, and we resolution probably on this thing by, what, June, what do we say, June 30th is the, when's the vote? It's June for the state.
Yes, by June 30th is our big day.
June 30th is a big day. Mayor, best of luck. We do appreciate your time, and again, please drive safely.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day, because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.